anything else on the repeater? I'm going to say the fateful words. Could be a quick one tonight, and I won't be particularly upset because I am tired today. Had a busy day, and so I didn't have a great night's sleep last night, but that's all me. I had to get a bit of HF done this week. I'm almost a page in the log since last week. It's interesting. I'm getting some hum coming into my my audio system here, which I don't normally get. So hope that everything is still okay with that. And I'm having my video system tell me the encoding's overloaded, so I'll probably play with that after the net as well. Dave, how you been and what you been up to? VK2SDWY, VK2MG.
VK2DLC Portable.
For it. VK2DLC Portable. Go ahead, Dave.
I've been well. I'm learning to get patience and tolerance with the new Logic 11. It's trying. It's definitely not the same as Logic 9. But anyway, I got through with some work on that today. But one of the things I was looking at in that Gulfstream 4 on POH, they had they were working out their point of no return, and it's the basic A times B over A plus B. It's that basic principle, distance out, distance back, gram speed and wind and so forth. But they add an endurance to it, whereas the others just do the P and R. They come up with endurance so that you get an equal waypoint. So they're looking at some of the other aspects of the aircraft's performance. The landing weights have a lot to do with endurance. So if you're going to airport A and its classification is such that you can't land with that weight, it's a case you do less fuel, go less endurance, or you can, if it's an airport you can land at. But some of the performance was they were getting 11 hours endurance, that's about 0.9 max, and doing, 8,000 mile, 6,000 mile range for that time. So it's a long time sitting in the front office. But that was some of the stuff I was going through. And then, of course, there was the helicopter last week. You probably saw that helicopter hit the water, carburetor hit the water and sheared off. And was out of sync with the main rotor because it's something like a 15 to 1 ratio of difference between the RPMs and the carburetor and the main rotor. But the thing had...
Article talk about the about microwaves. An expensive bit of the hobby they pursue, but if there's some club somewhere nearby that's playing with microwave transmitters and receivers, you know, I'd be interested in participating in that. It looks like fun and interesting, and but I have no interest in spending the money to get involved in microwave amateur radio. It doesn't seem to be, it would seem to be a very limited thing for a very large amount of return. But anyway, let's go to the more interesting subject. So what do I talk about first? Let's talk about Foundation. I think you probably watched Foundation. I suspect you haven't watched Star Trek, so my comments are going to have to be pretty limited on that. But yeah, Foundation took some really interesting turns. I don't know how they're going to bring up in one normal episode. Apparently it's a normal length episode. So they've put together strings, but it really seems to me like you need two episodes to pull everything back together, but I am very surprised at Brother Day. I think he's playing a very different role than he did in the previous years, and I am still unconvinced as to who the mule is and how they resolve. That's the thing. You got to find out who the mule is and how they resolve it in 55 minutes. doesn't seem possible to me, but we'll see. I'm looking forward to the next and final episode. So that's my comments on it. I thought it was, I loved the way they throw surprises at you, and this penultimate episode was no different than the other penultimate episodes of Found. Let me say that one more time, so I don't know how much time I've spent. So, A Strange New World. Very different episode than I was expecting. I think they did very well. I think they drove home destiny. I'm trying to not spoil anything here. But I think it was a very different episode than I expected, and it lived up. It was very well done. I'm trying to be careful here, because there's a really big surprise in here. There's actually several really big surprises in there, and I don't want to spoil any of it. I guess I won't make any comments except it was very well done. VK2DY, back to the net.
Yeah, VK2DY and the net, VK2MG. Just for the reason I didn't go and check that, because I was so enthralled listening to you. I have actually watched the episode, so you weren't going to give spoilers. I will just say, yes, there was a bit of a gut punch near the end of that, wasn't there? Probably the best way of putting that. And I think I messaged you during the week saying my feeling is with that second last episode of Foundation, everything is really coming back together, isn't it, for that last episode. I'm seriously looking forward to that one tomorrow as well. Okay, and yes, I was seeing on the news all of the rain you guys had in Sydney. Wow, I'm just glad we haven't been getting that, so fortunate. And, looking forward to your video on the Party P11. It sounds like you're having a good time with it. I don't watch Foundation. When I do, I do find it, they do make for very interesting presentations, don't they? And, yeah, interesting is probably the right word. They pull you in, which is good, which is what a program like that should do. Okay, moving on. Dad, how you been and what you been up to? VK4AKH, VK2MG.
Well, VK2MG, VK4AKH, everything seemed very, very soft for some reason. I couldn't work out why until I found out that I had an inline plug and socket on my headset, which wasn't pushed home properly. It was probably only working capacitively. Now it's good. Everything's good. Well, what I've been doing? Not much, really. I was on the 144.3 megahertz net. Now I have the 80-watt amplifier going, and the driven by an 817, and running into a flower pot, and everybody gives me 5 and 8 pluses. Now I've got to turn around and get the 6-element beam up on a rotator. So the noisy ones, the weak stations which give me 5 and 9, I can give them a boost reception back. I can receive better with that, and I can switch between aerials. I picked up an aerial switch, and I wondered what I was going to use it for, but now I know. Oh yeah. Anyhow, I'm still battling with this pirate radio receiver. I bought two new 5x3 GT, new into very common valves, and both working, of course. And I thought I'd, having removed a piece of steel which must have been shorting something, I thought, oh well, should be all right now. And I turned around, plugged one of the new 5x3s in. It went too. So something else was wrong. So at the moment I've taken the base of an old valve, and octal base, and I'm fitting some diodes and resistors to it to imitate the 5x3, and then I'll work with the current meter until such time as I find this confounded short. Oh dear, yeah. I'd like to get that receiver out of my area so I could get on with other things. Well, I've managed to collect together and use a lot of those what do they call them? Those things you buy food in, those rectangular plastic containers, and I've got them all marked and labelled with unfinished projects, and I'm getting a great pile up there. Okay. Not too much else going on. I'm on a learning curve with the stove, but the cooktop, I am getting there somewhere. I'm getting to it. You know, I'm not exactly galloping gourmet chef yet, but I'm a little better than I used to be. Okay, back to you, though. Hope all is well down there. And talking about, we're just talking to the rain down there in Sydney. Oh dear, we have had 4 inches of rain in 3 months, and only 5 wet days in all that time. No wonder they call us the Sunshine State. We'll be the drought state soon, anyhow. Okay, back to you.
Hey, VK4AKH3K2MJ, and the net. The audio is still down a bit, but it's much more readable than it has been. All good, John. Now, you mentioned the SSB net to me on the weekend there. It sounds like you are having a good time with that. And it will be interesting to get that beam back up on some sort of rotator. Now, I'm still just using a vertical here at home for this. 25 watts is getting me in more than enough. I could probably even drop it back down to 5 if I really, really wanted to. I have the option of low, medium, high. I remember medium high is 25 and 50. I can't remember what low is on this. But I do know when I was using the 818, I was only 25 or 6 watts out and it was getting in fine. Yeah, all good with the stove. That sounds like it's going to be a lot safer in the house there, not having the gas coming in. And, yeah, a real switch with a nice induction stovetop. Nice. And yeah, just I mentioned about the rain as well, and very little of it. Okay, moving on. Gary, good to have you join us. How you been and what you been up to? VK2 DLC Portable, VK2MG.
VK2MG.
Yeah, you're a bit dodgy into the repeater there, Gary. I'm not sure if I'm speaking over you. Move on. I'll give you another call out next round and see if you have a better signal then. Let's write a note here. Now, note also we have Lee, VK7LEE, on the side, just being a listener this evening. Good evening, Lee. I hope that you are doing well. We also have our friend Daniel from Puerto Rico on Facebook. Good evening, Daniel. Also, always good to have you with us, my friend. KP4DRB. Always good to have you with us, mate. Okay, is there anybody else on the repeater wish to join us this evening?
Okay, it's about a myself.
Acknowledging VK2BMG. Is anybody else on EchoLink?
VK7LEE just pulling into the car, into the driveway. I'll be there shortly.
Okay, Lee, I'll call you in just after Michael there. We'll throw over to Michael. How you been and what you been up to, VK2BMG, VK2MG?
VK2MG, VK2BMG. I thought we were going to get a break from the rain. We had it for a few days, but it's back again. And the other net down. I was having a play with KI CAD to draw up a working schematics for a kiln. It's got two pretty decent heating elements and pretty decent size one. And the consideration is that I might see whether I can use it for centering of metal 3D. Prints as a possibility, but my wife's birthday today. He's going off to be with my daughter tomorrow for the weekend. Actually, I think both daughters are going up and having a girls' weekend. And my daughter, our eldest daughter's expecting a couple of twins in February. No, not a couple of twins, a pair of twins. Some twins. That's two, not four. So he's made it official. And we've got two other grandkids down in Nowra, my other daughter. So we'll just see how that goes. Anticipating I might be able to get to the Illawarra picnic day tomorrow, on Saturday. And so that's about it, what we're doing. VK2MG, VK2BMG.
Yeah, VK2BMG and at VK2MG. Excuse me, fog in my throat. Yeah, it certainly seems like you guys have not had much of a break from the rain, have you? Like I said, I was watching some of the stuff on the news this evening. Oh, my goodness. Kaika, yeah, I played a bit with Kaika myself. It's nice. I also watch one of the video channels I watch on YouTube, a guy called Usagi Electric. He uses that a lot as well. He's got a current project going where he's got a whole lot of PDP-11 supercomputer extender boards, and he was actually looking at maybe using that to try and map those and go backwards to the circuit diagram. It's a very useful bit of software. And he also uses it for designing his PCBs based on circuits and taking that stuff and using a mill to do his circuit boards. It's an interesting way of doing things. He does a lot of interesting stuff on there if you've not seen him. Happy birthday to your wife. And, congratulations on your daughter expecting twins. I have twins. I know what this is like. So it's, they are interesting times. Sometimes. Very interesting. And with the other two grandkids from your other daughter, and good luck getting out to Illawarra on Saturday. Okay, hopefully now Lee has had a chance to get out of the car. Let's see if he's with us. Are you there, mate? If so, how you been? What you been up to? VK7LEE, VK2MG. See, not quite yet. Maybe after I do notices. Not that I've got a lot of notices to give, except to say that not doing the club rooms this weekend. We're having a go fly a kite day, assembling at the cafe at Mount Canaan Gardens at 10:30 on Saturday morning, and Graham's looking at trying to get some antennas in the air hanging from a kite. Well, I think that could be quite an interesting day. Of course, anyone who wants to get up is welcome. So assemble at the cafe at 10:30 and bring your portable gear with you. Okay. You're back with us yet, Lee, VK7LEE, VK2MG. I'll catch you next time around then. We had a comment from Michael on there. We had a comment from our friend Daniel that I already mentioned. So, we've gone around, we've seen us anybody else. I'll go back to the top. Did you manage to remember what it was you wanted to talk about, though? VK2FDWY, VK2MG.
Yeah, VK2MG, it'll take 6.5 years and 10 minutes compressed, so I'll skip that. The HF side, I've been working a lot of 8.8 megs and 9 megs. An interesting thing the other morning was 8.870 from up around northern Alaska on that area, come through here at 5. They've been coming in really good, strong signals. The 40 megs have been empty. There's a few parks I've worked, and nothing very exciting, but I think it's the case of people with beams that are just more are capable of actually working someone long distance as opposed to a piece of wire trying to work a beam or a yagi. But there's a lot of stuff from on 8.843 out from Darwin. It screamed in here, unbelievable. And then there was 8.822, and that was coming in quite well from Western Australia. And from Broken Hill, it was sort of offy, but people on the ground in Western Australia are coming in this area quite well. And of course, Brisbane, the opposite, the transmitters came from Brisbane coming in really quite well at ground level. So, yeah, it's unusual conditions, and that was before we got all the rain. And of course, the rain sort of was a bit uppy, but tonight I was getting to San Francisco on 8843 at about 3, strength, good strength 5. But so that's the end of the band, so sort of opening up quite well. But that's about all I can think of for the time being. Till next week, VK2MG, VK2SDWY.
VK2SDWY and then VK2MG. Remember, I've got to bring this mic closer to my face as well because people complained about me being quiet in the past on the radio. All good on the 8 and 9 megahertz stuff and some nice bits. Don't it? Getting San Francisco coming in on 40, nice. Or on 80, on 8, what's that going to be? That's going to be closer to, yeah, somewhere between 30 and 40, isn't it? No, a bit shorter than 30. No, between them, yeah. Inverse. My head isn't doing math tonight. Okay, all good on the park chase. I've been doing a bit of park chase myself. I don't know what's going on here, but it had been nice and quiet on the band count. All bands are really noisy for me at the moment. I'm having fun and games, but I am getting folks. And I did hear Max2XLR doing some chasing as well over the last couple of days. I don't know if he's listening, he sometimes does. Good evening if you are, Max. Good to hear you on HF. Okay. So Lee is back with us. I'm going to go out of order and throw over to you, mate. How you been and what you been up to? VK7LEE, VK2MG. I should have looked at the screen before I actually called you. You're still having issues, so I'll call you in it. There's no audio there, mate. Let's go back out, and who's next, Robert? So, yes, I did watch it tonight, Robert. And, yes, I think maybe a gut punch is describing it a bit harsh, but we did find out. We've been asked and been wondering what was going to happen, and we found out, didn't we? I thought it was a very well done episode as well, and it almost looked as if they shot it not knowing if they were going to get a season 4, didn't they? We know now that they will, and they're partway through shooting it now, aren't they? Okay, anything else, Robert? VK2DY, VK2MG.
Yeah, VK2MG, VK2DY here. Yeah, I think about it. You're right. It did feel like if the series ended on that episode, it would feel like a proper ending to it. So I think certainly they probably didn't know at that point that they were season 4 and 5. So yeah, the episode did have a feeling of wrapping things up in a way, and I think that's the way it almost had to do what it did, because everybody, it's about Pike's destiny, but Pike's destiny is wrapped up with everything else, so. I think the ending for Captain Battelle had to be as it was in some way. Yeah. Anyway, I know you've seen it, and as I said, I thought it was well done, but it wasn't what I was expecting for the final episode. So did bring together all the pieces nicely, all the pieces of the whole season together. They did do there was a reason for everything they did. And did you catch the Doctor Who reference? What is her name? I can never think of her name, but the woman who's the engineer was talking with time traveling doc. And then she said, a traveling doctor. She made a Doctor Who reference, all right. So the TARDIS was not a mistake in the previous episodes. But anyway, I certainly hope they do a cross between Doctor Who and Star Trek. I think this crew is the kind that would be the best for that kind of crossover. Anyway, other than that, not a whole lot else to share. Thank you for running the net. VK2DY. Back to that.
VK2DY and then at VK2MG. I heard that comment. I didn't make the link, and I am annoyed at myself not making it. I have to go back and have a closer listen to it. But, I do recall there was a comment from one of the doctors mentioned Star Trek in that side as well at some point, saying, yes, we'll have to visit those guys someday or something like that. And we did see the TARDIS on one of the on that scavenger's ship, didn't we? Looked careful, but it was apparently definitely there. I got the feeling it did feel like it could have been a wrap-up episode if it needed to be. And I think the thing that I got out of there as well is I thought that it was really nice that she was able to give him a lifetime of memories, knowing that he's not going to have them otherwise, is he? So yeah, that was nice. I had to actually go back and rewind a little bit to watch it because I thought I dozed off and missed something when they jumped into that. Oh, that's what happened. But, yeah. Okay. Moving on, Dad. Anything else? VK4, AKH, VK2MG.
VK2MG, VK4, AKH. Yes, it's funny you should mention,